And this is the whole idea when we say we crown a king. What's the coronation of a king? Hachtaras HaMelech. That everyone screams, pronounces Yechi HaMelech. As we see a couple of times in Malchus Beis David. What is the show? When we say Yechi HaMelech, this shows it's that what do we affect? Our effect and we cause also the life of the Melech. It's not something aside of the Melech. Our pe'ula is in the life of the Melech. Chayi HaMelech. Yechi, we're saying live, the Melech should live. That means we are adding in the life of the king. So according to this, the Rebbe explains, very interesting. Now that it's filled, the 68 Chayim Shana, 68 years of the Messias, of the Rebbe's, of the Rebbe's, of the Freidike Rebbe. So besides the idea that we learned before, the addition in life in Chayim, that every year there is an addition in life, and especially this year, that it's the word, it's the number which is connected with Chayim, 68 years. In other words, the additional life that we get from the Rebbe, also the people of this generation, they affect and they add in the life by the Nosi Adei, by the Rebbe, as we mentioned in Yechi HaMelech. In simple words, the Rebbe says, let's say it in just simplistic and plain words, after we have this Chayim Shana, the 68 years, to the Nesiyas and the Pa'ulas, and the work of the Rebbe, which is the Nosi Adei, there must be a very addition, and not only an aside thing, but a main thing, the essential addition in the union of life, also through the people of the generation, by announcing, by pronouncing Yechi HaMelech. What is the idea of this pronouncement? That we're saying already, it's Kvar Yigia. Look at the words that the Rebbe wrote. These are words that the Rebbe wrote. The last line on page 350. Shekvar Yigia Hazman, it came already the time, the Kitzavaran Sheikh Nofer, it came the time that the ones who are resting in the earth should get up. Kvekdushas Meir Bechamei Admur Lesidreinu, Va'ad the Kitzavaran Nu, till to get up and sing and rejoice of David Malcolm Mashiach. And it's now very famous already. That what the Rebbe is saying here, that what Yechi HaMelech is not only just a slang. People want to feel good, or people want to scream Yechi, and therefore they're doing it. We want to connect to the Rebbe, or we want to, say that we believe in the Rebbe, we believe the Rebbe's Mashiach. The Rebbe here is saying it's something very, very important, that Yechi HaMelech, this is something that brings life to the Melech. Now the way we understood when the Rebbe spoke it, it had said that Yechi HaMelech is saying that already it's time already that the Rebbe should become, that Mashiach should become revealed as Melech HaMashiach. It came the time, the Rebbe changed it, erased it, and he wrote that it came the time to Kitzaran Sheikh Nofer, the resting in the earth, should get up, the Freidike Rebbe, and Kitzaran David Malka Mashiach. Then we didn't understand why the Rebbe changed it. Because the way it looked then, the Rebbe was speaking about Yechi HaMelech then, Toshim Memches, which is before Gimel Tammuz, and this was the idea of screaming Yechi. What for? This brings life to the Rebbe, and this brings his galus of Melech HaMashiach. Now when the Rebbe changed it, it said before that it kia has gone, this galus mitziusei of Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, it already came time that he should be revealed. So the Rebbe erased that line and he wrote, Shkvar Yigia Hazman, the Kitzu Varannu Sheikh Niofer, that the resting earth should get up, Va'ad Levi Kitzu Varannu David Malka Mashiach. So the way the Rebbe changed it, it seemed, and we saw clearly, that then nobody really didn't want to think in these terms, and that this goes in after Gimel Tammuz. That this Yechi HaMelech doesn't only go that it came time that the Rebbe should be revealed, it came time that the ones who are resting in the earth should get up, beginning from the Freidike Rebbe and of David of Melech HaMashiach. So this was the Rebbe wrote specifically and clearly that the Achraz of Yechi HaMelech goes on after Gimel Tammuz. So there's many, many interpretations and explanations here. Here the Rebbe doesn't say, it says Hikitsu Verannu, getting up, doesn't say Sheikh Neofer. The Rebbe doesn't say here, and David Malka Mashiach, the Rebbe doesn't say, the Rebbe is not saying the word Sheikh Neofer. but it's a kitzavaranu. He's indicating here that we're not only speaking about it's a time of the hisgalus, of the full hisgalus, but it's also we're speaking about a time that there has to be connected. The Rebbe is getting up together with the Freidike Rebbe. But he changed the lush. He's speaking about a Freidike Rebbe